The congregation can be seated. The children are invited to come on up for the children's message at this time. If you're an adult, I want you to turn to hymn number 782. That's the hymn we're getting ready to sing, and I want to talk about hymns a little bit this morning. I'm going to sit over here, if that's all right. Good morning, everybody. Try to sneak in here a little bit if you can. We've been talking about the worship service lately. And who remembers we start our services in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then after that, we confess our sins. Do you guys remember that? We said, I'm sorry for my sins. And when we say we're sorry for sins, what does God say? He says, I forgive you all of your sins, right? So if we've been forgiven, what's the most natural thing we want to do? We want to sing, right? Do you guys like to sing? Some of you guys like, to sing? Less enthusiasm on this side. But anyway, so we sometimes like to sing, and so this book has all kinds of songs that we sing in church are called hymns, and this book is called a hymnal. So here's a fun question. How many hymns are in this hymnal? Does anybody know? You're about to know. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So there are 636 hymns in here. Yeah, exactly. Anybody here know all 636? Nor does your pastor, for that matter. So here's the deal. I want us to look at some things about this. At the very, very bottom of the page, adults, take a peek at this. We're going to sing 782. At the very bottom of the page, it tells us who wrote this hymn. And the words to this hymn were written by a pastor named Gregory Wismar. He's a pastor in Connecticut that I know. He was a man that lived a few miles from me. And underneath that, it tells you who wrote the music. And this comes from a different hymnal, so it doesn't have a name. But I want us to notice something really important. On the very, very bottom right-hand side, you see how small that print is? You see how small that print is down there? You know what it says? Those are Bible references so that we know that this hymn is singing about the Word of God, right? We sing about the Word of God. So we rejoice. We belong to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He forgives us our sins, and now we rejoice to sing. Here's a question for you to ask Mom and Dad later on. I want you to ask your mom and your dad, what's your favorite hymn? Mom and dad, now you have to think about the answer to that question. What's the question? What's your favorite hymn? Ask that later, find out what they love. And with those things said, you know what we should do? How about if we sing? Right? Let's sing. You guys can head back to your spots, and we now prepare as a congregation to sing number 782, wonderful hymn.